This is the Hub Podcast with Louise Clark.
I am thrilled to be having a chat with our best friend of the show, Lyra. Thanks so much for chatting to me again.
Oh, girl, thanks so much for having me. It's an important week and it's so good to chat.
It is. Congratulations, your debut album. What is it actually like to have it in your hands after all of the hard work, all of the touring? You must be absolutely beside yourself.
I am, yeah. You know what? It's very surreal, to be quite honest with you. Even when I hold it now with the vinyl or with the CD inside, I still feel like it's the day that I got like the shells of the cases where I was signing them. I'm like, is this actually available? And I just went into Golden Discs in Cork and I saw myself, which was very weird because, you know, the girl growing up in Cork, I used to go in to buy like the Spice Girl album or like to buy Michael Jackson History or something. And now I'm like, look at your one. She's strutting her stuff in Golden Disc.
I just think it's absolutely brilliant because, of course, we followed your journey from early on, you know, supporting your music when you were just bringing out, you know, your singles. And now to see your growth over the last while, of course, you were on The Late Late Show. I was actually like shouting, going, woohoo! I couldn't believe that, you know, you were on The Late Late Show. You looked absolutely fantastic. And you just gave it your all.
I did, Jasher. You know, I've been waiting so long with releasing my first EP, which was a struggle in itself, and taking a year out to come home and look after my nan when she felt ill, and then, you know, signing into the wrong team at the wrong time and very much losing myself both physically and mentally and kind of then having to find myself again. And then we went into COVID. So it's kind of been like pothole after pothole after pothole on this journey. But I finally feel like we're at that point where it's clean sailing and I'm happy. I'm so happy. I'm so proud of, you know, not giving up, because that's one thing that I could have done a long time ago and I didn't. And now I'm here and have my very first album and it's magical. It really is. Like, my family are so proud of me today.
And why wouldn't they be? I mean, it's been, as you said yourself, it's been a really hard journey. You know, I think any artist that comes out the other side of COVID and all of that crappy stuff that you know, everybody's gone through, and to be able to get back out there. And the last time I spoke to you, you were in the middle of your tour. And as I said to you then, back then, you know, there was no stone unturned. Like, you never said any venue was too small or, you know. And I think for listening to you, it's all about, you know, connecting with the fans. And now people can physically hold your album or they can listen to it on Spotify and they can support you even more.
Yeah, they can. And you know what? Like you said, I'm very much about the fans. And that's why I took that time to go on a 22-day tour all around Ireland. I wanted to see as many people as I could because I wanted to thank them for supporting me on this journey and, you know, for letting me bring out this album. Because, you know, without them, there would be no album. There would be no Lyra. So, and I will always, always really believe in that in my heart. And, you know, I suppose we've been on this journey together, everyone that has supported me. And now we have a debut album out. I'm up against Beyonce to be Irish album number one on Friday, which is a race I'd never thought I'd be in. I know I love Beyonce. She's been a massive inspiration. But I'm like, can you just pipe down for 1 week?
Yeah.
This is Ireland. I need it. This is my home country. I need to be here. So everyone's support is really helping, you know, the downloads, the physical sales, it all goes towards the charts. So fingers crossed I can do it for everyone that has been on this long journey, not just myself. This is about all of us getting an Irish female artist to an Irish number one. Let's do it.
Absolutely, let's do it. I know you've obviously just released the album. Are you going to celebrate? How are you going to mark the occasion? Or are you just absolutely wrecked from all the gigs and all the tours?
You know what? I would love one night where I could actually sleep, because I'm such a worrier about things and, you know, I massively overthink everything. And I would just like one night where I would go into bed at 9 o'clock and actually put my phone away, not have anything running through my mind and go to sleep. I would love that, because I have not been sleeping since this whole thing started.
Well, sure, why not? You might as well treat yourself, isn't that it?
Exactly.
But I suppose, what else have you got coming up? Obviously, hopefully you're going to take a bit of a rest for yourself, because I mean, with doing a 22-day tour and releasing an album all within a couple of months, I mean, no wonder you need a bit of sleep.
I know, yeah. I say that about the sleep, and then like I have one day where they're like, oh, you don't have anything till 4 o'clock. I'm like, well, what am I going to do? Well, I need to be busy. I'm one of those types of people as well.
Yeah, yeah.
So you know, we do have a lot of things coming up. I announced that I'm going back to Ballykeith Amphitheatre, which is a venue that is so beautiful. I can't wait to go back. I've just announced that I'm doing the Live at the Marquee, my own show, which was so weird because, like, when I got the email, I was like, oh, who am I supporting? Who am I going to be supporting? They're like, it's your own show, Lyra. And I was like, no way. So, you know, that's a massive step in my career to be able to do that. And yeah, I'm so happy.
And so you should be. We're delighted for you. But I am well aware that there are celebrations, you have people to chat to, and you have things to do because you are supporting your very first album. But would you like to choose your latest single off the album and maybe introduce it for us here on iRadio?
I will, of course. So, guys, everyone listening to iRadio, I'm Lyra. I want to first of all say thank you so much for your support. I know we can get that number one album on Friday with you guys backing me. So this is it. This is for all of us together. We are all queens. This is Queen.
Oh, Lyra, it's such a pleasure to talk to you. You're more than welcome back to iRadio anytime. And listen, I wish you all the best.
Thanks.
And I'll be rooting for you on Friday for that number one.
Oh, God, girl, you're lucky I wasn't just bawling through the whole interview because I have been crying all week.
Listen,
what am I like?
Thank you so much. You're
we'll
so good.
Thank you.
The Hub Podcast with Louise Clark.